Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Filley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marino Pieretti. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The second baseman, John Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Cohn moves to second. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cohn moves to third. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Masterson covering, for the out. One out. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson strikes out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Robertson moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgson moves to second. One out. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Baker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hodgson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 0. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost bunts towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Masterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christman scores. Masterson moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Masterson scores. Cohn moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Early to Christman, and they have Lupien trapped. The throw over to Vernon, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright is hit by the pitch. Appling moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Appling moves to third. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson strikes out. 1 out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pieretti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson throws the ball into Christman, who tags Pieretti trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robertson. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tom Farrick now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lupien is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Farrick and Lupien is out. Appling moves to second. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrick, and towards Sullivan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Senators. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 5-1, Senators. Bill White now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 3 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Early for the out. Christman moves to third. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robertson. Philly reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson scores. Philly moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Senators. Pat Sierra pinch hits for Cass Michaels. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Senators. Don Callaway pinch hits for Bill White. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Sid Hudson now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to third. Baker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Callaway scores. Baker moves to third. Lupien moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Ralph Weigel pinch hits for Taffy Wright. Forrest Thompson now pitching. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.